COVID-19 has put the brakes on Transaction Capital's track record of high earnings and dividend growth. The group's core headline earnings from continuing operations plummeted 65%, largely driven by a hefty credit impairment charge related to SA Taxi. But the group says that its business models for SA Taxi, TCRS and We Buy Cars have gained relevance during this climate, registering 10% growth in core pre-provision profits. The company has opted, however, to retain cash and will not be paying a dividend. Company CEO David Howitz joins us with greater perspective on the performance. Thanks so much, David, for your time this evening. So we had your data show that the taxi industry operated at 60 to 70% of operations over the period. And with it being non-discretionary spend, minibus taxis recovering well. And it reads pretty bullish, but surely we can't minimize the severity of the current crisis and the blow it's dealt SA Taxi in particular, where the economic distress was, of course, further underlined by a taxi industry strike just last week.
Yes, I mean, the impact on the industry has been severe, but we have always said that this industry is more resilient than most. I think the data you're talking about is the telematics data that we have in our fleet. And typically what we saw was that the second week of lockdown was the worst week for the minibus taxi industry. Only 64% of our vehicles operated. But during lockdown, on aggregate, above 70% of all of our vehicles operated. And that really shows that the industry is highly defensive and absolutely indispensable to South Africans' economic to South Africa's economic productivity. The next thing we saw is we saw a very quick recovery in this industry. And that's because commuter mobility is a precursor to any economic activity. So as this economy eased restrictions and as we tried to open up the economy, people start moving around. In order to move around, that's a non-discretionary spend, and the bulk of people moving around do this within the minibus taxi industry. So that spend, or that non-discretionary spend, is caught within the minibus taxi industry, and that really helped. So we saw a resilient industry with a strong recovery. We saw good operational numbers. So kind of if you take a look at our earnings before the effect of any credit provisions, that actually increased by 11% with our company closed for 2 months. So decent operational performance. But then we do have to recognize in our accounts that many bus taxi operators have not paid like they normally would. And this is the big increase in provisioning that we have.
David, nevertheless, you've made balance sheet provisions of 836 million rand for SA Taxi. That's bulk of the impairments you've tried to catch this year, taking your credit impairments or your provisions to 6.7%. How quickly, given the recovery rate you've seen, do you get a handle on that?
So what we've seen, as you correctly state, is that credit impairments this year was 836 million rand. If you compare that to the prior year in 2019, it was 322 million rand. So it's been increased by 500 million rand, which is an income statement why earnings have gone down. So it is a dramatically larger income statement charge. What we feel is that it's appropriate. I think it's conservative, but appropriate. And going into the 2021 year, we feel that our credit charges will be closer to normal. As a percentage, it would be kind of 4 to 4.5%, and our normal charge would be about 4%.
Okay.
Maybe slightly lower.
Yeah. David.
So we do see this.
David, beyond the taxi space, you know, you've got exposure to the consumer credit market in South Africa via TCRS. What sense is that giving you of, you know, the kind of deterioration we're seeing out there as far as non-performing loans are concerned and the extent to which any relief packages have, in fact, worked?
So what we saw in TCRS, you know, we buy consumer loans to collect at a profit, and we also help rehabilitate non-performing consumers. We've got a book of about, call it just over 3 billion, and we anticipated collections to be down by about 30% between the months from April through to September. We didn't experience that. We saw much more robust performance. Our collections only dropped by 15%, but over here, we do anticipate that collections will never quite recover, and that is because of the jobs lost and the strain on the South African consumer. We think there'll be about a 4% loss in collections going forward. That really gave rise to the big charge that we put through that business. But all in all, what we're seeing is a lot more work flowing into our space, and whilst our average collection might be down, the volume of activity that we're seeing is much higher, which again means that this business is highly relevant and that it is also defensive.
Have you necessarily then become more cautious on buying books in this time of uncertainty? Because some would argue that this is perhaps, you know, now more than ever that lenders are going to be needing that liquidity option you do offer.
Yes, so I think two things. First of all, the book that we currently own, we've adjusted the price, which through this write down, which allows us to get a similar yield going forward, but we've taken the pain this year. Going forward, what we'll do is we will have to adjust our pricing downwards such that we can lock in a similar margin. So if you aren't going to recover as much as you would, of course, the book needs to be, isn't as valuable in our hands. It needs to be priced at a slightly lower price. And the sellers of these books are the banks and retailers who are highly sophisticated people, and they understand this market dynamic. So I think we'll be able to protect margin by adjusting price, and hopefully, as you say, we'll see more books to buy going forward over the medium term.
What's interesting, David, is that it's going to be your third pillar, your most recently added pillar, that's going to be providing the firepower for growth next year, as you've highlighted, and that we buy cars in particular, of course, as people start to trade down. Let's take a look at the buying rate we're seeing from your end right now and how quickly you're managing to move that through the system.
Yeah, so if you look at rebuy cars, you're right. We see greater growth coming out of this asset. We believe in 2021, both SA Taxi and TCRS can grow earnings above 2019 levels, kind of in the low double-figure percentages. But rebuy cars will grow much quicker, which allows us to achieve a similar growth rate that you've seen in the past, which should be kind of a growth rate in the low 20%. This is a very unique business. First of all, it's very well positioned in the second-hand or used car market. More and again, very resilient and very relevant in a post-COVID environment. More and more people are opting to buy a second-hand car instead of a new car as their disposable income is under pressure and as prices of new cars rise. I think the other thing that we've seen is we've seen a very quick COVID recovery. So in the months of January and February, rebuy cars traded on aggregate about 5,950 vehicles per month. And for July, August, September, and October, the trade was well above 6,250. So volumes are already exceeding pre-COVID levels, and that bodes very well for this business.
Are you
And the
compromising your
opportunity we
margin
see is to add on
targets, or is
further.
it, you know, is it the pull of the second-hand market that's strong enough at this stage?
So typically, so we aren't really compromising margins. Typically, how this business works is that there is a large data and artificial intelligence element to it. And what we do is we adjust price to both target a certain margin and also a stock turn. So those 6,000 vehicles that we trade every month, whatever we buy, we'll trade within 25 days. And we typically try and target a double-figure percentage margin. And we haven't seen those margins eroding into in a post-COVID period. And we actually see an opportunity for margin expansion or increased unit economics by adding on finance and insurance products more extensively into this business.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, David. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. David Howitz is CEO of Transaction Capital.